Hello, hello. It's Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, a Look Inside. And I am back. And this time, I am doing the card reading for October for the sign of Scorpio. 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 What do the cards want to tell the sign of Scorpio this October 2021? Let's find out. Oh, wow. Scorpio, this looks mighty good. I'm just saying. Let me shut up and let the cards talk. Let's see. Okay. I got there. Okay, two more. One more. I guess that was in my hand. I guess that's the one. So, Scorpio, it begins beautifully. It starts on the Ace of Swords. The Ace of Swords. That is complete and total victory. So I sense whatever you're up to, you've got the potential to reach complete and total victory in it. Like, this is a time for you to win. But here's the thing. I believe that you may think that your hands are tied, that you're bound somehow, that you're not able to achieve this victory. I think if you get the information, study, get the details, I think you have this potential to have this victory. You just have to believe it and know that your hands aren't tied. Take the blinders off your eyes and go for what you want. This is not the time to be afraid, because the next card is the King of Cups. And that's you, Scorpio, the King of Cups. This is beautiful. I love that. It's you in your power, Scorpio. So I believe you have this potential. I see next the Page of Swords. Maybe there is some information you need to learn, some critical detail that you might want to, you know, get the details on or something like that. Here's the Eight of Coins next. And I think this is might be what it's about. It could be about getting this new information. It could be about learning a new skill. And when you learn that new skill, you know, that's what's going to take you there. Here's the Devil. And, you know, the funny thing is, the Devil is kind of ending this first cycle here for you. You might be in that position where you're working on something new. Eight of Coins is working on something new, learning a new skill so that you can make more money. And the Devil is concerned with things like getting ahead and, you know, greed and money and all the material things of life. It is a Capricorn card, and it stands for, you know, the Devil, all the, like I always say, this seven deadly sins. So it could be about you wanting something, or you maybe even deceiving yourself or being deceived, following after something. Next is the High Priestess. And the High Priestess is in the current position. And I love that. I think that whatever is going on, Scorpio, and I always, you know, the High Priestess is a Cancer card, so you could be dealing with a Cancer, but I always think about Scorpio when I think about the High Priestess, because it's all about using intuition, and Scorpio is filled with loads, oodles of intuition. And so this is a good time to use said intuition, Scorpio, so that you can get ahead and get what you want. And next is the King of Swords. Yeah, not only use the intuition, but use the intellect. Use that mind. Do your due diligence. Do your research, whatever research it is you have to do, and get all the details you need, because I think that's what it's asking you to do. I see the Four Coins next. So I do think that this is something where you need to make sure you hold on to your money. Like, don't be swayed or tempted into something where you got to hand out your money. Because this is definitively saying, hold on to your money. Okay. And lastly, you've got the judgment card here. So yeah, whatever this is, there's going to be a final decision about it. I mean, it's that time where they're weighing the balance, the checks and balance system anyway, because it's Libra season. And I think, you know, just make sure all your ducks are in order. I think that's really important right now. I think as long as you do that, I think you're going to be fine. I do see that you have two kings in this reading. And two kings is indicative that you may get help from men. So men may be, you know, maybe a partnership with men or something that you're doing with men that can lead to your success. And also you had two eights. And two eights is, that's drive and willpower and ambition. I think this might even be about drive, willpower, and ambition. Because, you know, the Ace of Swords is really what I call the marquee of this reading, because the Ace of Swords is complete and total victory. Maybe it is in the, you know, drive, willpower, and ambition. And the three major arcana cards you had, the Devil, the High Priestess, and the Judgment card. So I think this is about maybe you pursuing your passions and your, you know, the your lust and the things that you desire, but you have to be careful not to deceive yourself. So use your higher mind, use your intuition. You know, don't just rush blindly into something because you want it, you desire it. And then you might regret it later. So use that wisdom, that inner wisdom that we are all born with. There's a judgment card that ends all of this. So it tells me that if you don't, I mean, there's going to be a judgment made on this decision no matter what goes on. And at the bottom of the deck is the Six of Coins. And that's telling me the more you give, the more you get. So I don't know what you're after, Scorpio, but the more you give in this situation, the more you're going to get back, okay? So that is my very special message for Scorpio for the month of October. And Scorpios, make sure you take a moment to stop by astrologyalookinside.com. Subscribe over there at the website. Check out all the things in our shop at the website. And then, you know, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/astrologyalookinside. I invite you all to join my group on Facebook, which is facebook.com/groups/astrologyalookinside. All are invited. Okay. Much love, much light, many blessings to all.